JWisdom.com welcomes you to another uplifting download with today's speaker, Rabbi Naftali Brower, spiritual leader of the Boreham Wood and Elstree Synagogue, located on the north end of London. North American-born and educated, Rabbi Brower held teaching positions in New Jersey, Venezuela, Chile, and Colombia prior to settling in the UK. A noted orator who speaks openly to business, political, and religious leaders, here is Rabbi Naftali Brower.
Nobody can market a product like Apple computers can. After months of hype and anticipation, Apple's chairman, Steve Jobs, unveiled the company's latest product, the much-anticipated iPad, or tablet. He stood in front of a packed crowd in the Yerba Buena Arts Center in San Francisco, and like an Old Testament prophet, he extolled the virtues of this 21st century tablet. While the whole prophet and tablet analogy is driven by media hype, there is, believe it or not, more than a superficial connection between the tablet of Moses and the tablet of Steve Jobs. And what I would like to do is to explore this connection. The first point I'd like to make is this. One of the first features that Mr. Jobs demonstrated at the iPad unveiling was how the text or the images can be read in either portrait or landscape. This in itself is not new. Of course, the iPhone does this and many other phones do this. But for a computer, it's pretty cool. Interestingly enough, it was the same with Moses' tablets. The verse reads, Luchot Kesuvim Mishnei Avraham. The tablets had writing on both sides. Mizeh u'mizeh hem kesuvim. They were written from this side and from that side. The Midrash offers different views as to how this verse is to be understood. And the most extreme is the view of Rab Simai, who says, Arba'im aluach zeh v'arba'im aluach zeh. There were 40 commandments on one tablet and 40 commandments on another tablet. That's not to say there were 40 separate commandments. It means the 10 commandments were repeated 4 times on each tablet, which means that whichever angle you held the tablets of Moses at, you could read the 10 commandments. There wasn't a single angle or perspective in which the tablets were not the commandments were not absolutely clear. And there's a message in this. The message is that the Torah is illuminating whatever your perspective is. We all come at the Torah with different perspectives, with life experiences, the ways we think. And the Torah is a source of light and wisdom and guidance for every single Jew, regardless what their worldview is or what their perspective is. Mishnei Avraham, from every side, the Ten Commandments can be read and understood and serve as a source of inspiration and guidance. The second parallel between the iPad and the tablets is this. The iPad, by its very definition, gives you freedom to access information anywhere. Now, that is true for laptops, particularly the smaller type of laptop, but nothing is as easy to carry about as a tablet. Accessibility, the freedom to access information anywhere, is a key feature of the tablet. And it was the same with the tablets of Moses. The verse reads, V'haluchos ma'ase lukim hema. The tablets were the work of God. V'hamichtav, in the writing, michtav elohim hu, is the writing of God. Harut al haluchos, engraved on the stone tablets. To which the Midrash says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Al tikre harut, don't read engraved on the tablets, Elecherut, which means freedom. Lefi she'ein ben chorin elezeh she'osek b'Torah. True freedom only comes to one who is engaged, engrossed in the study of Torah. Freedom. The freedom to transcend one's physical or mental confines. To transport oneself to another place. This is the power of Torah. It's a freedom that for centuries has enabled Jews to transcend life's problems and limitations. The Torah is the portal into another world. The third parallel is that contained in the iPad device is endless information. Now listen to a very interesting midrash from the Yerushalmi. Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yehoshua Omer. Hananya, the son of the brother Rabbi Yehoshua, said, Bein kol dibur v'dibur dikdu keha ve'os yoseha shel Torah. Between every word of the Ten Commandments, every saying, every passage, there are specifics, details, letters, mumola'im b'tarshish kiyam araba. They're as vast as a sea. To which Reb Shimon ben Lakish added, Mahayam hazeh, just like the great sea, bein gal gadol gal gadol, between each great wave, galim ktanim, there are many, numerous little waves. Kach bein kol dibur v'dibur diktu kev os yoseh shel Torah. So too, between each wave of command in the Ten Commandments, there are many, many additional pieces of information. In other words, what he's saying is, the Torah is infinite. There are Ten Commandments. Those are the main features. But between each commandment, there are an infinite number of specifics and details, pieces of wisdom. Just like between one great wave and the next great wave in the ocean, there are numerous ripples. It's a fascinating midrash, because the metaphor it chooses is one of waves. Today, we use the same term when we talk about the internet. One surfs the internet. And actually, when you surf the internet, you think you're looking for one thing, for one big wave, but as you start surfing, you realize that one thing leads you to something else, and before you turn around, you could have spent an hour or two surfing without even being aware of the passage of time. And it's the same thing with Torah. The depth and the profundity of Torah, the interlinking aspects of Torah, you can get lost in it. You can always go deeper. One thing leads to another. The final comparison is that the iPad, the entire screen, is a touchpad. So everything comes alive. It's interactive. It's not static. But it demands that you reach out and touch it. You can't sit back and wait for it to happen. You actually manipulate every detail with your fingertips. And it's the same with Torah. One is not meant to sit back and simply read the Torah, but to lean in forward and to engage intimately with it. Everything you touch will come alive. Every bit of effort that you put into it will bear fruit and take you somewhere else. So the iPad is the hottest new technology on the block. Will it still be hot or relevant even in 10 years? Not to mention 100 years from now? I doubt it. But the tablets that Moses brought down from Sinai are as relevant and alive today as they were 3,000 years ago. And what makes them so relevant is that it is the Word of God, that it inspires and challenges Jews from every perspective, that it enables us to be free and to transcend our own limitations, that it contains endless spiritual wisdom and information, and that it is never static. It's always demanding our interaction with it. So let us resolve to make Torah study part of our daily routine, and let us appreciate anew the meaning of the ancient blessing for the Torah. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, blessed are you, God, our God, King of the Universe, Asher nasan lanu Torah semes, who has given us a Torah of truth, v'chaye olam nata besochenu, and implanted in us eternal life. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you, O God, Nosein HaTorah, the giver of the Torah. Amen.
You've been listening to Rabbi Naftali Brower, spiritual leader of the Boreham Wood and Elstree Synagogue located in northern London. You can send him email using the feedback form on this webpage. Thank you for sharing these audio files with your friends and family. Remind them to come back each weekday for more uplifting downloads from jwisdom.com.